If you've got a little story you need to share, pull up a chair, he'll listen. Despite of the name and despite of the logo, there's definitely no knitting on this show. Called Good, Good Yarns.
Welcome to another episode of Good Yarns, a storytelling podcast where I, Shad Wicker, sit down with a brand new guest to talk about something fascinating, something interesting, something funny generally that has happened in someone else's life. It shoots off into banter. We go on some tangents and we just have a bloody good time. If you like the pod, thank you so much for tuning in again. Give us a rating, subscribe, all that kind of jazz. You know what it is. Oh, I almost said a different word. Wouldn't that have been weird? All that kind of jizz. Weird, weird. Anyway, I'm not even going to edit that out. Alex Milinkovic is an absolute legend. Funny dude. I got the pleasure of doing some of the shows that they were doing touring this past week here in Brisbane. It was called the Homecoming Tour. We had a chat about, you know, Alex starting out doing comedy for the first time, doing open mics in Brisbane, how he befriended a man who was a magician. Now, if you're in comedy circles, you'll know just how sus these magicians are. Never trust a magician, is all I'm trying to tell you. And this story does not do anything to dispute that rumor that they are all absolute sex pests. You meet a magician, you go out for a very wild night. It involves brothels, drugs, a whole lot of drinking, a nervous teenager. That is Alex Milinkovic, by the way. It's nothing too suspect. And we also go on a bit of a tangent reading Google reviews of a certain establishment. I did have to cut a few things out of this, but I did leave in a lot of the, I mean, look, you'll hear it and be like, geez, he cut stuff out. But please enjoy this awesome chat with Alex Milinkovic. He's a great comic as well that you'll want to follow. Check out all his socials there in the show notes. Enjoy this week's episode with Alex Milinkovic on Good Yarns.
The sit down, I don't remember. Do you remember the Boundary Hotel?
I know the Boundary Hotel, but I've only been in Brizzy for 3 years. You weren't here when I came in. True. It's really nice now, but apparently it used to be really rough.
It was a dark gig. Like, they tried to make it better, but it never worked. But I remember, because the sit down, how they work, you know, they have, it's like, here's, at least when I was there, it was like, call up and then get a gig in 3 weeks.
I remember that. It was, I tried to get a gig in Brisbane while I was living in Cairns, like probably a year before I ended up moving here. And it was like, yeah, you're in the pink group. So yeah, you can ring at 3 to 4 Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we can get your thing. And I'd see the comments from people in Brisbane, especially when I moved here, that would talk about how they'd be on hold forever to get this open mic gig. And I refused. Like, I refused to be a part of that system.
Good. That's literally why I moved to Sydney. That system was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to a different city. Because it's just so demoralizing. Like, you call, I was in uni at the time, so I would have to, like, I would have to make excuses to get out of class, call up, stay on a hold just for them to be like, you want to do the Boundary Hotel in 2040?
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, yep. So I called up and they were like, do you want to do the Boundary Hotel a million years from now? And I was like, all right. And then I was like, because this may have been like my fifth or sixth gig. I was so excited. I was really, really keen. And I show up to the Boundary Hotel and the MC was this magician.
Oh.
Right?
Did he make the crowd disappear?
Dude, the Boundary Hotel did that themselves. There was like 4 people in the audience, but the only person that could get them was this magician.
Right.
Magician comedian, right? But like, he was so funny. And I'm not going to say his name, but he was fucking like, I was like, oh my God, how do you get 4 people? It's just a mind blowing because no one else got them. And he was consistently getting them. And I was like, fuck. And I went up to him afterwards. And the spot, by the way, was okay. Like, I did all right for what it was.
I'm glad you just put that one in there.
Well, you need that.
I fucking did great.
Everyone just else so bombed you know, with me. But, yeah, boy,
just so you know, this isn't a story about me bombing, okay? Because that don't happen.
Well, no, it's essential to the story. You need to know that he was equally impressed by me.
The magician thought I was pretty cool too.
And if that doesn't buy you the respect, I don't know what will.
I don't want to burst your bubble, man, but he says that to all the kids.
Well, I think that also might be true because I just went up to him afterwards and I was like, "Hey man, I just wanted to say, like, how do you do that?" I was like, "I would love to fucking like talk to you about," because I wanted to, you know, this guy was getting paid, and I was like, "How the fuck do you get here?" Like, because he was really genuinely funny. He was very good on the
Right,
riff.
right, right, right.
He was really good on the riff, and I was like, "What? Like, just fucking teach me shit, you know?" And he was like, "Yeah, you know," and that's when he was like, "You know, you're pretty good too, maybe one of the best." That's what he said,
Hey,
and
what's
I
that in
was
your
like,
pocket? Oh, it's a Ruz. And you're like, oh,
dude, yeah, that's something I'm
you're
comp.
smitten by the magician.
Dude, I'll be real. I was so giggly, you have no idea. Like, I was very much like, if you were looking at me talking to him, you'd be like, he's trying to fuck the magician. Like,
Which is so weird because it's usually the other way around.
yeah, no, but I was so keen. I was just like, oh my God, hey, like, like, I was just like so giddy. And he was like, "Man, you seem cool. You're the only person that came up to me from all the comics tonight and talked to me." And I was like, "Oh yeah, okay, true." And he went, he's like, "How would you like to go out with me and like a friend of mine Friday night?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, this is first time, you know, older like person in the arts was like, do you want to hang out?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course." And you've probably had that moment, right, where like some like early on, someone was like, "Hey man, do you want to hang out?" That like that feeling.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Like when you're kind of starting out and it's someone that you've seen or you like thinks really good.
Yeah, anyway, he goes, "Yeah, do you want to come hang out Friday?" And I go, "Of course, yeah, I would love to." And he's like, "I'm new in town. You can take me to like the cool places in Brisbane, like the cool clubs." And I was like, "Sick, let's go." Friday night comes along. It's me, him, and one of his boys, right? I take them to Greaser.
What's his boy's situation?
He was just a nice guy. Like,
Like, is he the guy cuts in half, or is he like just a
no, no,
dude?
no. He was way too fat to cut in half. But like,
You gotta start in
but
quarters.
the doctor took his leg. I don't know if that's a magic trick,
He said it's coming back. He said he's gonna bring it back.
No, they've just been friends since childhood. So he was like, and he lives on the Gold Coast now, so they caught up, and they were like, and so now it's us three. We go to Greaser, and we're drinking, and I'm learning so much about like how this guy parties, because he was like, the first night I tried cocaine as well. He's like, do you want, he's like, "I've got some coke," and I've never done drugs before. I wasn't a massive drinker,
How
and he was
old
like,
were
"Have a
you at the
little pill."
time?
19,
Right, okay, right, that's right,
right?
okay. Very
So
fresh.
I was Yeah, so I was like, "Oh fuck, I don't know, man." I was like really hesitant. He's like, "It'll just be a little bump. You'll love it." I did the bump. It was awesome. I had the best time. And I was like, "Dude, magicians are sick." Like, I was like, "Sign me up, daddy. This is crazy." And like, he was like, every round, he bought every round, by the way. Every round was a beer and a shot. And so we were getting more and more fucked up. And like, we were at Greaser until midnight. And then he was like, "You know what?" And he looks at Jareth, and Jareth is like, "Oh, Jareth is his buddy." And he's like, "Oh yeah, I think it's that time." And I was like, "What are you guys?" He's like, "We're gonna go to a brothel." And I was
What
like,
time is
"Oh,
it?
this is the, it's time, it's brothel time. That's what it's."
Want to know exactly what time is brothel time,
It
because
was
it
about
seems like,
midnight to
yeah,
one.
because it seems like their interaction is like, it's time. Like looking at the watch, there it
Yeah,
is,
well,
12:25. You know what that means?
it gave me the impression that this was like a common thing when they get together.
Like an alarm went off. Fuck's your phone buzzing? Yeah, shit, I've got that calendar invite.
Oh
Fuck,
God.
it's brothel time. Big high five. High fives, and then a dove comes out of his sleeves. Like, oh
Oh fuck.
fuck.
And I go, "Guys, I'm just gonna be serious. I had sex one time at this point, right? I've had sex one time." And I was like, "I'm just gonna be honest. I'm lo
Brag.
yeah, I was like, I'm loving this hang. I don't know if I'm totally entirely comfortable with going to a brothel. So if we could just keep me in mind and
If we could just think about what my needs are.
I
Do just keep me in mind. It's like, no offense, Alex, but I'm not going to be thinking about you.
Yeah, it's like, which is like,
I'm not paying this prostitute to think about you while I'm fucking him.
Yeah, this fucking chubby Serb 19-year-old kid thinks he's funny. I was like, yeah, so if we could just keep me in mind, like, with whatever the plans are from here on. And I don't know if you've been around dudes that have wanted to come before. But, like, that was thrown out the window immediately. Like, we got into the taxi, and I was like, where are we going? Like, thinking we're going to the next location. He's like, 1 second. He talks to the driver. He's like, just take us to the nearest brothel, brother. And I was like, oh, sweet. So I was like, all right, well, I guess this is what we're doing. The guy takes us to fucking like 20 minutes away. I don't even remember what area it's in. And he just points to one building and goes, that's the one that I take the most people to. So yeah, go. And
the taxi driver's like, that's the one, fellas.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's cause he asked him.
Wow.
And so he was like, this is the most popular one. This is the highest rated or whatever.
This is on TripAdvisor, so
it's fucking actually. Sick.
Actually, you know what? Something very funny. Jake Smith and I had a very funny laugh a while back. I think it was during lockdown, where Jake had been doing some work near industrial sites, and he was telling me like there's a trick to knowing which ones are gonna are the brothels, because they're like these buildings that just have big numbers on them.
Yep.
And he's like, they're generally like a brothel. And he was trying to prove the point. So he got on the phone to the guy he was in the truck with and like looked up where they were and was like, yeah, that's one there. And when he did, he realized that there was Google reviews for the brothel.
Holy shit.
And I tell you what, fucking hilarious. Like the reviews, one of them, I kid you not, I'm going to butcher it, but I'll do it off memory. But one of them was... this one was the review was, tried to order a large pepperoni pizza here, was treated so rude by the staff. Like, I just wanted a pizza. I didn't have to be treated so poorly. Like I was saying, and we're like, oh, that's a very funny joke. Like we're like, what a funny dude. That's to put a review on here about the pizza. What a lunatic, right? But the only thing is that the brothel replies to this one. The brothel was replying to the reviews.
Holy fuck.
And they replied to this guy's review and were like, oh, this will be them going, this is a joke, this isn't real. But the reply was, we told you several times to stop calling us. This is not a pizza shop. The pizza shop is two doors down. Oh my, that is my favorite thing that has happened somewhere. This interaction where a guy, like that's something that's happened in real life, made me so fucking happy. It made all the other very depressing reviews worth it.
You're so right. It's so funny. You know when you meet people that their entire life is just someone's bit now? It's so funny that this dude is a guy that had gone to school and probably has friends and family, but like we know him because he ordered a pizza from a brothel and they were mean to him about it.
Yeah, I just love it. The brothel's like, stop. Like he's done it several times. We have told you so many times, this is not a place where we make pizzas. Like, if you want to fuck, if you want to fuck.
yeah, we'll still fuck you.
We've got the facts.
Hey, it's fine.
But we don't have pepperoni. It's really just a bunch of old, gross men complaining about being treated poorly.
Do they leave stars?
Yeah, dude.
Do you remember what the star rating was?
I'll look one up now, all right? Incognito, obviously. here we go. I'll just go brothel. Let's go brothel. Fuck, there's one near me. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, well, let's wrap this up. Montecito. This one's 3.7 stars, 74 ratings. Reviews?
Oh, that's not that good.
Here come the reviews. Used to be quite good. Better than Purely Blue. Fuck yeah, Purely Blue sucks, dude.
Yeah, I fucking hate Purely Blue.
Since 7 or 8 years ago, the girls there started no touching rules and getting rude. 7 or 8 years ago? Since then. So you were going there prior to 7 or 8 years.
That is then for the so great.
Then for the last 7 or 8 years you've been going. I stopped visiting there then. Oh, okay. There we go. Okay.
Oh, all right.
The 2011 flood let them beat the other side competitor. the 2022 flood will make them down in turn. I believe as Platinum 175 has been running a strategy to beat them. Ooh, okay. You couldn't see many cars in the front yard when you were driving, even before the flood. Well, thank you, Raymond Shane.
Holy shit. So he's just praying that the floods take these bitches out. Yeah. Like that's
oh, and Platinum 175 is quite literally across the road. Let's see what their reviews are. 107 reviews, 3.6.
Oh, fuck. So they're dead, at, like head to head.
They are head. They're right across the road from each other. The last review was, this review is from 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
5 stars.
Hey, all right. Someone had a great time.
It says, great place. Just spent a wonderful hour. The girls are hot, hot, hot.
Yes.
How good are the girls at the desk when under pressure? What?
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 What pressure?
What does that mean? Fantastic girls and my favorite, Beck. I definitely recommend this place to unwind after a busy day at work. And you know what's great?
Yeah.
Platinum 175 have replied.
Oh, what did they say?
Thank you for your 5-star review, Gary. I will be sure to pass your feedback on to Beck's and the ladies. Platinum 175 prides itself in showing the very best of the best. Oh, it's just their little spiel.
Yeah, okay.
If they reply, though, do they reply to any negative ones? I know we've completely...
I would love that.
...completely derailed your story, but this one says, avoid these girls, Paris, Aria, Taylor. Terrible personality, ugly inside, negative energy, time and money waster, liar at the beginning of the service, sinful of their job, rude and unstable behavior. However...
Sinful of their job? You paid for sex.
However... You should book these girls.
Oh, my God.
Nina, Claire, Lucy, Annalise, and Penny. Loveliest, beautiful, positive energy, companion, and respectful.
Oh, my God. So this guy's just done like a fucking Anthony Bourdain tour de pussy.
Anthony Bourdain doing brothels. That's unreal. I'm now in Singapore and some of the greatest experiences you'll find down a back alley. The street cuisine was lovely, but I'm here for something more.
But at least now you know Platinum 175. That's where we go.
I mean, I've put it in my notes. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I mean, it's just in the back pocket.
Anyway, you were heading to Platinum 175.
Yeah, so I was on my way to meet with Lily. So we go in. He goes, this is the most popular one. Go in there. And the magician's like, all right, cool. We won't be long. Can you just stay here? And then we'll take us back. And guy was like, yeah, no problem. We go in and it's a dingy as fuck. Like it looks like genuinely like a mechanics.
Yeah, right.
Like
so
it just
grim.
It's grim.
Yeah.
And there's like, it's like the waiting room is weird. There's too much light and there's like a water bubbler there.
Oh, I feel I don't think we're using that.
Yeah.
I don't think we're using
the
bubbler.
Yeah. I'm like, I might skip this one. Like,
I have a feeling, I don't know about the mouths that have been used.
He's like,
that.
You know what? I'm suddenly not that thirsty. Like,
are you sure?
I'm
you
good.
Said you were really parched. No, I'm...
I've worked it out.
Actually, I think, you know what it is? I'm probably hungry.
They got pepperoni pizza. Yeah.
You're hungry? It's next door. We've told you a million times.
I'm the guy. I've been the guy this entire time. And so we go up and they're like, oh, the girls will be with you in just one moment. Can we get you any drinks? And we just go like, oh, yeah, just a couple beers. That'll be sick. By the way, I need you to know, again, I'm still fucking nervous as shit. So I'm like, yeah give me a beer, please. And the girls go, we actually don't have an RSA. Like, we don't have, like, a liquor license.
Oh.
So we can give you all hot chocolate if you would like it.
Hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Hot chocolate?
And I was like, my first thought, I really want to be like, fine, bring her out. That's really... But we all just sort of look at each other and go like, oh, there's absolutely no fucking way we stay here. Like,
yeah.
This, and so we just go like, oh, no, ma'am, tip the hat. Thank you for your time. And we get out, we leave, we get back into the taxi. We go, what's the second most popular? And we go into the second one, and this one is beautiful.
Right.
Brother, it's amazing.
This might be platinum
175. Yeah, yeah. You can tell they care about their customers. Because there's like, it's all velvet and like cushiony. Everything's nice. And the lady at the front desk, she's like, just take a seat in this room here. The girls will come out in a second. Mm. And they're like, would you guys like some beers? And we're like, yes, fucking please. Right. Awesome. Everything you want. We have beers going. And then the girls start like showing up and like going in circles, like, or like a little catwalk sort of parade thing.
Yeah, right.
And I also then realized that I have no money. Right? I'm like,
yeah, well, it's weird that you're still on this journey.
Yeah. So that's the thing, is like many times I was like trying to find ways to get out, but they were just like, nah, nah, don't be really, you're coming. And I just thought like, oh yeah, I guess I'll wait in the car park for you guys.
Because yeah, I was like, you can wait sitting in the car along with all the other kids whose dads are in there.
Straight up. I'd be like, you guys doing Pokemon Go? Yeah, what the? I'm like, holy fuck, I found a Squirtle outside the brothel. And I go, hey boys, real quick, I have no money. How much is this going to be? And they're like, every girl's about $500.
Right.
And I go, oh, well, I'm just absolutely sitting this one out. And they go, don't worry, we'll pay for you.
Oh, because you did say to them, keep me in mind earlier in the night. So
that's what they thought. Yeah. Like, yeah, we got you. And I was like, no, please don't. I don't want to have to pay anyone back $500 for this weird experience I'm going to have. And they're like, no, no, you'll never have to pay us back. Just fucking don't worry about it, right? And then I pick the girl.
Gross. This magician is the grossest human being.
Yeah. It felt real weird. And he's like, pick which girl you would like. And I was like, I don't even feel comfortable doing that. Like, I don't even be like, you. Like, no, I was just like, whoever is free. Right. Right now, if you guys don't have some assignments you have to catch up on or whatever.
Fucking hell. So yuck and awkward. What a you were literally doing an open mic earlier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's awkward as fuck, and I feel weird. And then they go, how about this girl? And I go, yep, that'll fucking do. Just can we get this over and done with? Because, again, awkward as shit. We go into the room. The girl's Poppy. I remember her name.
Right.
Poppy. And then you have to go into the shower. I stayed in the shower for like 25 minutes. Because also, it was like one of those overhead rain showers.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I haven't ever seen one of these. So I was
just like, this is worth the money now.
Straight up. I was like, this is bad. This is like an Airbnb. And so I was just chilling to the point where she was like, you have to get out of the shower now. Like, and I was like, oh, okay, fuck, true. We go in. And she goes, are you ready? And I go, yep, ready as I'll ever be. And a fucking shot clock starts.
Oh, like how big? Like,
it's on the wall. It's massive. Like,
wow.
It's the size of...
I've never been to one. This is very fascinating.
Dude, this was crazy. It just, the second I go, yep, it just went, dink, dink, dink. Like, just counting down from an hour.
That's so funny.
And she's like, okay. Yeah, and I was like, I'm trying to not be crass here because we didn't have sex. That's the thing,
right?
Because I was like, hey, look, I'm not sure. She was like, okay, fine. How about just like hand stuff?
Okay, yeah, right.
And I was like, yep. Which now in hindsight is such a waste of money. Like, this chick, I bet she couldn't believe her luck.
Yeah, like, yeah, 100%. She's like, fuck yes.
And so she's giving me a hand job, and I'm like, all right, this is fine. And it's been like 45 minutes, and it's just like her, like, fucking give it up for this chick's rest. 45
minutes?
Like, yeah,
was
yeah, bro.
She starting a fire? Fucking hell. Like, Bear Grylls down there? Fucking
believe me when I say I was so nervous that I didn't come the entire, until the final minute, right? This minute shows up. It's 50. We're down to 1 minute, 59 seconds.
It's because of the time,
seconds.
I reckon.
That also gave me a bunch of anxiety.
You're playing the time.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not, it's like, yeah, I'm here for an hour. What? And she goes, okay, so you're not coming. And I go, yeah, I fucking know. Like, and she's like, do you want me to try something? And I go, sure. Right. Why not?
Okay.
Right, try something. And she puts her finger in her mouth and then takes it out and just slips it into my butt.
Oh!
And then it's down to like 10 seconds. She's like, you're going to have to do something soon. And I was like, it's not really happening.
Why is she talking to you like it matters? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it doesn't, I don't know. It's not like if you don't, like, it's like if you don't come, she still gets paid.
Well, this is the thing. I'll be like, I was like, has no one ever come with you? Like, is
yeah,
this starting
it's
to get
like,
are you self-conscious
to get...
about this?
What a weird situation. You better, because if that clock ticks down and there's not, and something hasn't happened, fuck. I've never known, I don't know what happens, but I don't think it's any good.
Yeah. And so it hits zero, and now there's I haven't finished, and now I just have a stranger's finger in my butt.
The timer makes it immediately become awkward.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and because now it's like
now it's not sexual. Now it's just
exactly.
Now it's,
now
just
it's
a business interaction.
And she just goes like up and just pulls the finger out of my butt. And she's like, yeah, so
see ya.
You can have this shower again, and then, yeah, you can just wait out the front. And I was like, yeah, mad, thank you. Like, honestly, to this day, one of the most horrific experiences of my life. Just because I'll never forget the timer going from zero, from 1 second to zero, and her just being like, anyway, time's done. Slip this out. Thank you for your patronage. And then I just waited in the car park until for the rest of the boys. And then they came out and they were like, so how was it? You have a good time? And I because so much money had gone into this, I was like, boys. I was like, the best time I've ever had in my life. I was like, hey, can we do this again? That was so, I was playing it up so hard, being like, oh my God. I was like, the way she did everything, it was great. And they were like, wow, you had a really good time. I was like, I love it, man.
Too much? You oversold it.
100%. But I mean, they fucking bought it, obviously. And then this is just a nice bow on the end, is I went to a gig of his a week later at the Paddo.
Right.
And he waves to a couple people up in the balcony while he's on stage. And it's two girls.
Oh.
These girls are him and his mates, girls from the brothel. And I'm like, oh shit. We're all drinking afterwards. And they go, so, oh, did you come that night when we all met? And I was like, yeah. And they went, oh, which one was your girl? And I went, Poppy. And they both went, ha, 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 ha. And I was like, what? And they were like, nothing.